Let's get to our next guest. He's been waiting for a minute or two. He's one of the Crows' young guns. He played 12 games last year and was very, very impressive. I speak of Jake Lever, and he joins us now. G'day, Jake. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're very well. I picked up my season guide today, the AFL Bible. I was pretty keen to have a look at your dimensions. Last year, you were 194 centimetres, 85 kilos. It's got you listed as 88 kilos this year. Is 3 kilos beef put on, or have you put a bit more on than that? Because when I saw you at training the other day, you looked a bit bigger.
Yeah, I'm sitting around sort of 89, 90, so it was obviously really good to be able to complete everything sort of in the off-season break and just do a bit of extra weight without as much running. So it was really good to be able to put on a couple of kilos to hopefully play on a bit of the bigger fella this year and help out the likes of Tails and Harder and the blokes down there.
How have you found this year's preseason? Because last year you were nurse sweat a little bit. You were coming back from a knee reconstruction. Have you got through most of the training this year?
Yeah, I have. It was obviously last year. I fully understand why the club did it, but it was obviously frustrating for me as a young guy coming in. I just wanted to get out there straight away and show, I guess, why the Crows picked me up, and I just wanted to show what I had. And this year, it's been really good. I've been able to do nearly every session, being pulled out a couple just through, again, sort of managing second-year blokes. So it's been fantastic, and hopefully looking forward to a successful year.
You're not telling us you're impatient, are you, Jake?
I was a bit last year, but this year it's been much better.
You're naturally aggressive. You love a contest. Last year there was a lot of boxing and that physicality side of training. You've got a new fitness coach and regime down there. Is it much the same or a bit different for you?
I think because I didn't complete as much last year, it's a lot different. Mm-hmm. You know, last year I didn't do nearly any conditioning. So this year there's been a lot of obviously running and all that sort of element to it, as the boys probably did last year. The intensity is still the same at training, and I think the most important thing at the moment for us is just having numbers out on the track, and that's what we're getting. So it's been really good, and all the boys are fit and firing, and we're looking forward to the first NAB Challenge game, which is just around the corner.
No, we can't wait, Jake. Most AFL lads are goal setters. Did you achieve your goals last year?
Yes, I did. I sort of just set a goal to play one game, and obviously, I played 12 last year, so that was really good. And this year, obviously, the disappointment of last year not playing in that, you know, the two finals, it's really spurred me on this pre-season. And as I said before, during the off-season, where blokes were probably enjoying a holiday, I was back here training really hard and just putting the right foot forward to hopefully having, you know, playing as many games as possible.
Just tell us about that, because you, like I said, you played 12 games and you played right up until the last game against Geelong and didn't have your best game that one, and then you fell out for the two finals. It sounds like it really stuck in your craw.
Yeah, it did. Obviously, I was really disappointed. Obviously, when we won, I wasn't as disappointed, because it was great for us to win a final, and we had a chance to, again, play another week, and, you know, unfortunately, we didn't win. But for me, it was a massive opportunity, and it's really spurred me on. And I come back in, you know, what I thought was really good nick back into pre-season, and it's just helped me. I guess just complete the sessions that probably sometimes people don't want to complete. I just really pushed through, and that's always been in the back of my mind. So, as bad as and disappointing it was, it's sort of been
spur.
A really, I'm trying to think of the word now. Yeah, a blessing in disguise. Yep. So,
just you mentioned about your goals for year one was just to play a game. Then obviously you played 12. So what does that look like this year? What are you hoping to achieve now?
I think completing the whole preseason. I'm just looking forward to playing in the NAB Challenger game, and then hopefully put my best foot forward, and then to play every game. I think if you're an AFL player and in your second or third year, if you're not aiming to play every game, you know, I guess you're probably not serious about it. You want to play every game. There's you don't want to be at an AFL club playing in the two. So for me, it's just wanting to play every game, and every game that I do play have an impact, because obviously that will keep me in the side.
Jay Podge, your defensive coach, have you been able to nestle into him and, get him to like you even more? Jake, I don't know what I'm trying to say there. I was actually going to say suck up his bum. I don't know.
Pods is, last year, Pods obviously early on in the season, he come down and played in the back line, because obviously we had with Tex and JJ and all that up forward, we had a pretty set forward line. So Pods last year was fantastic for me when I first got there, and he'd always come and watch vision, and obviously he was a really good a forward, and he was a premiership forward, so he'd always watch vision with me and tell me what a forward is thinking when I was in that circumstance. And when he got announced as coach, I was over the moon, because he helped me so much last year. Even though he wasn't a coach, he was just a player, so it's been fantastic just to sort of almost just run straight into that relationship and keep that running. So he's been fantastic, not only for me, but all the boys. He's obviously really creative, and the boys have absolutely loved him.
Well, that back line really did impress last year, and the longer the game went, the more players played together, the continuity was there, and a lot of stars shone from that, you being one of them. I've only watched a couple of training sessions, and I'm looking at the team defence and the all-ground defence, and we know where Pikey's come and what West Coast played like last year. I reckon I'd need to have a degree to be able to play when the opposition's got the ball in their hand. What about you guys? How tough is it now to learn different systems and movements and patterns and where you got to stand and what you got to do, Jake?
Yeah, obviously it was hard early on, but as you said about the defence last year, the more you play together, the more you know what you can do and you can't do. And I think just with us at the moment, training three days a week, it's just helping us so much, just continuing on to do it. I think just being out there all the time training it, the boys are really getting a grip of it. And yes, it was hard at the start because you're sort of running around like a headless chook, especially with the defense that we want to play, the whole ground team defense. But the last couple of weeks it's been really impressive, and we just had a 3-day break and we've come back today and we're fantastic again. So I think the boys are really starting to get the concept, and I think the further the year goes on, the better we're going to get at it.
Excellent.
I think you'll be licking your chops a little bit as well, because this team defence allows you to stand off your player, allows you to be a bit more attacking. And what we've seen in the short time we've watched you play, that's something that you enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. That was pretty much one of the first conversations I had with Pods when I got to the club, when he got announced as coach. I think it's going to help my defence and my game personally. But there's also a lot of others that it's going to help, and it just allows us to help each other out. And, I'm just looking forward to playing that game style because, yes, I think it really does suit me.
What do you do away from the game, Jake?
Not a lot at the moment. I've just got a new pup about 6 weeks ago, so a lot of the time's been at home looking after him. But other than that, I just like to relax. I think footy takes over your life a little bit.
What did you get, and what did you call it?
I got a chocolate lab, and his name's Nate. So got the inspiration from Nat Fife, Nate. So he's a good player from the Fremantle Dockers. So
you've named a chocolate Labrador dog Nat.
Nate.
Oh, please. Does he have a top bun?
Not yet, but he might grow one in the next couple of months.
Jake, we know your lovely partner's a school teacher, and you've been with her a while now. You know what they say when you get a puppy, what's next?
It just keeps pushing it back, doesn't it? I got told.
Well, you put the cart before the horse there, Jake, and just put the little reins on.
One thing that's interesting, though, is obviously you love Nate Fife. What happens if you're playing Fremantle this year and he just has a spell out of the middle and he drops forward and you have to pick him up?
Last year there was a point where I did have to play on him, and he outmarked me and I had to chase him down the wing, which wasn't fun. But hopefully this year I might get him again, and hopefully beat him.
I've got to try a chocolate poodle, a Labrador named Nate.
Well, you've got a Labradoodle, haven't you? What's Solly Jones? What type of dog's that?
Well, he's a half Cocker Spaniel Poodle.
Oh, he's a Cocker Spaniel.
He's a Spoodle. Yeah, but I didn't call him name.
Solomon Jones, hardly coming from a position of strength.
That's a real manly dog you got down there, buddy.
Hey, you've got a few guys new to the defensive area. We're talking, of course, of Paul Seedsman, with Kirtley Hampton and Tom Dodet. Yep. How are those guys fitting in? Are you enjoying working alongside them?
Yeah, obviously, Seeds and Kirtley come from other clubs, so they sort of had a gist of the idea of what an AFL lifestyle is, and Seeds has probably been more playing training with the midfielders, so it's been Kirtley, and he's fitted in really well. Obviously, he's got loads of talent, as you've seen at the 50 or so games that he played at GWS. He's got plenty of pace, and at the moment, he's really showing that, and going on to Tom Dodet, I guess at the start, I sort of got really attracted to him because he was sort of the similar situation as me. He come from Victoria and he come over to Adelaide, and I think I just sort of try to help him out a little bit because I knew what he was going through, moving away from home and family and all that. And he's fitting in really well. And at the moment, I don't think he's missed a session. So I think he's looking forward to a big year, and just putting the foot in the door, and hopefully gets his opportunity.
Well, one of the things about Kirtley Hampton, we saw some vision of him selling a bit of candy and doing a bit of dodging and weaving.
Yeah.
No chance he's taking your nickname of the Candy Man, has he?
Oh, the Candy Man.
Not at training yet. I haven't seen him sell it too many times. I've seen him do it once or twice. He's pretty good at it. So. Hopefully he can do that for us more.
Okay. Hey, Jake, thanks for having a chat with us, mate. We always enjoy it, and good luck for the year.
Thank you very much, boys.
Jake Lever, part of that back six or seven, I think they call him. Talia Lever, Henderson, Hardigan, the biggies, Smith, Laird, Brown, you've got Hampton, Seedsman. Oh, boy. That's going to be pretty damn good. A lot of flexibility there, Bix.
Yep, there is. Henderson spoke today. He's been on the sideline along with Andy Otten. So a couple of those blokes still in rehab. But Sam Shaw, apparently. Up and about doing some work and looking pretty good. But the Tommy Dodet, obviously, another one there who hasn't missed the beat. So Jake Kelly, another one. So they've got a range of that mid-size sort of third tall defender that are all going to be battling for spots.
Sunday 21st of Feb, Crows take on West Coast at Unley Oval, 1:35. Gil McLachlan was there to launch that. Cannot wait!